So we've got an elderly woman, and the first thing I notice in this question is the ECG showing absent P waves. I mean, they're just handing us the diagnosis of atrial fibrillation. This isn't complicated, but the challenging component of this question is that they say intravenous dofetilide is administered, and then you're like, oh shit, like, I don't know what that does. So the way to go about this is to just know your pharmacology, just proper knowledge, okay? I mean, your potassium channel blockers, such as dofetilide, ibutilide, amiodarone, as well as some of your type 1 drugs, which are the sodium channel blockers, such as quinidine, procainamide, disopyramide. By the way, USMLE is never going to ask you the numerical class. They just expect you to know the mechanism of action. Is it a sodium channel blocker? Is it a potassium channel blocker? They could have asked those things here. Here, they're just asking side effects. But my point is that potassium channel blockers and sodium channel blockers are known to cause a sinister arrhythmia referred to as torsades, torsades. So there's a French pronunciation with that. Don't ask me, but torsades is a sinusoidal arrhythmia, and there's increased risk of progression to ventricular fibrillation, which is a fatal arrhythmia. So the answer here is sinusoidal rhythm. Okay, not complicated. It's just merely asking you this pass level pharmacology detail of do you know, are you aware that some antiarrhythmics can precipitate torsades, which is a sinusoidal arrhythmia. Okay. Choice A, delta waves, that refers to Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome. It's characterized by a shortened PR interval on the ECG where there's a slurred upstroke of the QRS complex. You just need to be aware of delta waves. Just know that term and just know that it's associated with a condition called Wolff-Parkinson-White, which is a supraventricular reentrant tachycardia disorder. Choice B, PR interval greater than 200 milliseconds. That merely refers to a type 1 heart block, okay? It's often asymptomatic and does not need to be treated, but once again, you just need to know that a first degree heart block is PR interval greater than 200 milliseconds. Choice C, flattened T waves plus U waves. That's a finding that could be seen in hypokalemia, low potassium, okay? Quite truthfully, I don't think I've ever seen that on NBME material, but it's just something to be aware of in terms of ECG findings that you just know. Flattened T waves or hypokalemia, sometimes U waves can be seen. And in contrast, choice D, tented T waves, aka peaked T waves, these are seen in hyperkalemia. Okay, so we're just assessing basic ECG findings here. So bottom line is dofetilide, ibutilide, amiodarone, these are all potassium channel blockers, and they're all associated with increased risk of development of torsades arrhythmia, which is a sinusoidal arrhythmia, and there's increased risk of progression to ventricular fibrillation. And the type 1 drugs, the sodium channel blockers, also increase risk of progression of torsades.
That's it.